We're doing now 16a in Gemara Beitza, and we're up to over here on page, on the middle of the page. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. We learned in a Braisa that Omru Olav Al Shammai Hazokin. But this was said about Shammai the Elder. Shammai the Elder, we always know you have base Shammai. That's the academy of Shammai, the house of Shammai. Shammai the Elder is Shammai himself, Shammai Hazokin. So they would say about him that Kol Yomav HaYoichel L'Kuvayt Shabbos. All days of the week, all of his life, he was always eating in the honor of Shabbos. What does it mean that he was eating always in the honor of Shabbos? And a weekday he was eating in the honor of Shabbos. How so? So the Gemara explains. What happens when Motzo, Behemah Noah, if he went, he found a good animal. So then, Omer Zul Shabbos. So then he would say, this is for Shabbos. So that means he was always looking out for something really tasty, something really special for Shabbos. So if he found on a weekday a good animal, he says, okay, I'm going to keep this, going to shecht it, so I'll have a good animal for Shabbos, a good meal for Shabbos. And then, motza cheres noehimeno. Then he found another animal, which was even prettier than the one he put away for Shabbos. So what would he do? Maniach es hashniya. He left the second one for Shabbos. He says, now the second one is for Shabbos, because that's a better one. Ve'oichel es harishoina. So he ate now the first one, because he doesn't need it for Shabbos anymore. So what happens? Ba'ichla Sarishain is Oktrashi. He eats the first one. Nimtza, it turns out that Oichla Lizu, that he's eating this one now, Kidei Shetehei Hayofen Nechelas B'Shabbos, so that the more beautiful one should be eaten of Shabbos. So you're eating on a weekday, and you're having in mind what? You're having in mind that the better one should be eaten on Shabbos. The havi lo achiloso shel harishoyin lekovet Shabbos. So you're actually eating the first animal. You're eating it in the honor of Shabbos because you're eating it on the weekday, so you have a better one for Shabbos. So whenever you're eating, you have Shabbos in mind. That's what it means that Shammai would all his life eat Lekovet Shabbos. He eats in the weekday. Specifically, he's going to eat the lesser one so that the better one can stay for Shabbos. So that was this conduct of Beis Shammai. Avol Hillel Hazokin Mida Acheres Hoy Soloi. But the elder Hillel, like we said, the elder Shammai, we have the elder Hillel himself. He had a different measure. He did it differently. Hoy Soloi. Shekol Maisov L'Shem Shamayim. He didn't do for Shabbos, but he did everything for Hashem's sake, which means he never had to do, Rashi explains, L'Shem Shamayim, which means Boiteyach Shetizdamen Loi Noa L'Shabbos. He was certain, he was sure, he didn't have to keep this animal for Shabbos. Because he was sure that he will get another beautiful one for Shabbos. He didn't have to keep this one. And whatever he did by eating today, he didn't eat for Shabbos. He ate it with confidence that he'll get a better one for Shabbos anyways. He didn't have to leave it over. He didn't leave anything over. He ate it for the sake of Hashem, not for Shabbos. knowing that he will get the right one for Shabbos. He didn't have to prepare. Shenemar, because the verse actually states in Tehillim, Perik Samaches, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Blessed Hashem is every day. Hashem will take care of me. I don't have to sit and prepare for myself ahead of time. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Hashem will be blessed day by day. Zog di Gemara, Tanya Nami Hochi. We also learned a brisa which reflects this idea. Tanya Nami Hochi. We also learned an brisa that reflects this idea. It says, "B'shamay emrim, b'shamay say, b'chad shabich, from the first day of the week, chad Shabbos, echod b'shabbos, l'shabbosich, for Shabbos, from the beginning of the week for Shabbos, as Rashi teaches, b'chad shabich l'shabbosich." Me'echod b'Shabbos Shaloch, Me'chad Shabach. Your Shabbich means your Sunday, the Sunday of yours. Ten Lipcho l'Shabbos Abor. Put in mind for the coming Shabbos, l'Shabbosich, for the coming Shabbos. Basically, like Shammai did, he was always worrying about the Shabbos, and he ate all the time to leave over, make sure the Shabbos gets the best one. But Basil said, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. They used the Pasuk that we learned in Tilav Samaches. Hashem is blessed every day, not to worry. Rashi says, the continue of the Pasuk, Yom Yom Yamos Lonu. Every day by day, Hashem will load us up as Tzorcheinu, as Raseinu, what we need and our help. We don't have to sit and prepare from beforehand. We'll get what we need. That's what's called L'Shem Shamayim. Okay. Zog di Gemara. Amar. Chomo b'Rabbi Chanina. So says. I was just checking something. Okay. Says Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Hanoi said Matana l'chaveiroi, one who gives a gift to his friend. To give somebody a gift, ein tzorich lohidiyei. You don't have to tell him. You can just give him a gift. You don't have to disclose that you're the one that's giving the gift. You don't have to disclose that you gave the gift. Rashi says, why should you have to disclose what we're talking about? Maybe you should say, a guy is going to see all of a sudden he has a gift over there. He doesn't know who sent him. Maybe you should be obligated to tell him. He says, no. He's going to prove it from the Pasuk. Leimar, so he shouldn't be sitting and wondering, oh, where did I get it? Where did I get it? He shouldn't be sitting and wondering. Maybe it's our obligation, if you give something to him, tell him that you gave it to him. Where is the evidence for this? So he brings up Pasuk Shenemar. It says when Moshe came down from the mountain, it says that his shine, his face got a shine. Kikoran Eir Ponov. The skin of his face was shining. But it says the people that he came to talk to, they couldn't talk to him because Moshe Rabbeinu was shining. And Moshe didn't realize that, so the Pasuk says, Moshe did not know that his face was shining. So Therefore, Zakrashi, so we see Alma Mushlian, Alma Nosun Leakodish Baruchu, who Korin Oir Ponov, that the Eibishter gave him, that is the shining of the skin, of the face. He didn't tell him. Otherwise, Moshe Rabbeinu would have known about it. So here the Eibishter gives him a gift, Koroner Ponov, and he doesn't tell him. So that's his proof that if you give somebody a gift, you don't have to sit and tell him that he shouldn't be surprised. No. The Gemara says, Misibi. So I'll ask you a question. It says in the Pasuk, when the Eibishter gave the Yidden Shabbos in Shmois Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel, then the Torah says, Lodas, so that you know, Ki Ani Hashem Mikadishchem, that I, Hashem, sanctify you. What is the context? Zoktrashi, Lodas Kanea Vaigomer. Zoktrashi, Reisha Dekro, in the beginning of the Pasuk, it says, Ach es Shabsoise Tishmoiru, keep my Shabbos. And then it says, Umai. So what does it mean, Lodas? So that you know. And so we explained that the roitza ani shetoidiem mamatona chashuv ani mevakish litlem. I want you to tell them, share with them, what of a great important present I want to give them. As the Gemara explains that Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, matona toiva yeshli b'gnei beis genozai. I have a good gift that I own. It's in my place of hiding. And what is that? V'Shabbos Shemor. Its name is Shabbos. That's the great gift that I have for them. V'ani mevakesh litan liYisrael. I wish to give it to. I'm looking to give it to the Yid. Leich v'hoi dia oisom. Go ahead and tell them. That's why he's telling them, Lodas k'ani Hashem mikadishchem. They should know that it's me. Tell them what a great present they're giving. So Kan Omar Rav Shimon Gamliel. So from here says Rav Gamliel, Hanoisen pas litinik, one who gives a piece of bread to a child. And I'm guessing in the olden days, even getting a piece of bread was a big gift for a child. If you give a piece of bread to the child, Tzorich lo idia li'imoy, you must notify the mother. You have to tell the mother that you gave a piece of bread to the child. Just like we see, the Eibishter wanted to give them Shabbos as a gift. The Eibishter told Moshe, go tell them what a gift I'm giving them. This seems to be in direct conflict to the previous statement, which is says that Hashem did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu that his face was shining, and he didn't tell him the gift. The Gemara learned that you don't have to tell him from that. So you have to tell the mother. How do you tell the mother? Apparently the kid was maybe begging around the doors, or he was playing. So you are obligated to go ahead and tell the mother. How do you do it? How do you tell the mother? How do you notify the mother? Las is loy ois v'simen. To give the child, make some sort of a sign, some sort of a symbol, that she'im yoichlenu koidim sheyovi li'imai, if he will eat up the bread before he comes to his mother, tira es ois, he will see that sign, that mark, v'tisholenu mi'osoloch kach, and then she'll ask him, who did this to you? Who made this sign? That she'll ask him. And the child will say ploini. This person, and then he'll also say the whole mice, v'gam nosam li pas. And he also gave me bread. So what's the point? So because they'll disclose who it is, the child, so the mother and father will know that this person who's giving bread to the child is a friend of theirs. This will increase love and friendships amongst the Yidden. So we learn out from here just the opposite than before, that you should disclose in order to increase love and friendships amongst the Yidden. So you should say that you're the one that gave them the gift. Well, in this case, they might not even know. It's not only they won't know who gave the gift, they might not even know that the child got a gift. The Rashi explains it is that when they're going to see the sign, they're going to ask him, oh, and then he's going to say, oh, he also gave me bread. Other than that, he might not say that he gave him bread. In this case, they don't even know that he ate the bread. So, maybe one can argue, in a case like that, the parents should not have to feed him again. But anyways, the Gemara doesn't go in. The question that the Gemara asks is, before we brought down that Hashem did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu, and we learned that you don't have to tell the recipient who gave you the gift. And here we're saying that you do have to tell the mother that you gave the gift. And the Gemara says, Loi Kashya. This is not really a difficulty, because Ho b'matono Davido ligluye. If it's a gift that eventually and we're actually not talking about telling who gave it, but just to tell them that there was a gift here. So, by the gift of Moshe Rabbeinu's face shining, that gift, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to find out. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem did not have to tell Moshe, oh Moshe, I'm going to make your face shine. Why? Because Moshe was going to find out that his face shines. David Aligluya can go and cut upon him the Moshe, as the shining the face of Moshe. Shahoidi'u haroyim, in the ones who saw, notified him, loy tzarich hanoisin loydiya. So then, the giver does not need to tell him. The Eibishter didn't have to tell Moshe because Moshe is going to find out that he got it. As opposed to hob matonet lavi deligluya, but in the case of the child, the mother may never know that he had got a piece of bread. He ate it up before he came to them, and they don't even know it. So, in a case where they don't know it, but they won't know, then you have to say. And if we use the Rashi's rationale before, because we want it to be an increase of friendship. So if you're not going to know at all, there might not be any friendship, any increase in friendship. As opposed to where he's going to find out, and he's also going to find out who did it. He knew that Hashem did it for him. So that's going to work. So the Gemara previously brought down by Shabbos, the Gemara brought down the question, the Braisa. It says that Hashem let him know, and here we're saying that you only by Shabbos Hashem let him know. He says Lodas, no. Freddy Gemara. Shabbos nami matone David aligluya. Shabbos is a gift that is going to be revealed. We know that we have the Shabbos. So, and still we see that the Eibishter specifically says, I want you to tell the Yidden the gift that they're getting. They're going to know the gift, what they're getting anyways. They're going to keep the Shabbos. The Eibishter is giving them Shabbos. It's part of the Seder Sadibris. They got Shabbos. But here the Torah specifically wants Moshe Rabbeinu. The Eibishter wants Moshe Rabbeinu to go tell them what the gift is. So you see, even if they know on their own, they'll find out, we still got to tell them. So why are you saying to me that the Eibishter didn't have to tell Moshe that his face was shining because Moshe was going to find out? Over there we say, even though the Yidden were going to find it on Shabbos, and still Hashem is telling them about Shabbos. For the Gemara, Shabbos not mimaton David Eligluy. It's also going to be revealed. So why would Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell the Yidden about it? And the Gemara says, Matan Schoro Lo Yavid Eligluya. The reward, while the Yidden may be revealed to them that they'll end up keeping Shabbos, but they're not going to get the reward. They're not going to know what the reward is. So, therefore, it was an obligation for Moshe Rabbeinu. Eibishter wanted him to tell them, because they don't know. He wanted to tell them the reward for Shabbos. Or as he put it before, the Matana Toiva, Yeshli, Beis Gnozai. And the reward they're going to get is not something that they will reveal, and that's why the Eibishter wanted him to tell them. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to go back to explain some of the pieces of the Gemara before. Omar Mar. So Mar said, we learned before, from the fact that the Eibishter says, tell them about Shabbos, from here Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Hanoisen pas litinik tzorich leidi alima. One who gives bread to a child has to inform the mother. How does he inform the mother? How is he going to inform the mother? So the mother may ovidle. What does he do to the child that the child is going to, that he's going to give the message to the mother? My Ovid Lay, what does he do to him? So the Gemara, Shayif Lay Mishcho Umali Lay Kuchlo. He smears oil between the eyes and he puts around the eye, like makeup things around the eye. He puts a sign on the child, and as Rashi said before, when the mother will say, who did this to you? Oh, he'll say, well, he gave me a piece of bread also. Umalile kuchlo, what does it mean? Fills the kuchlo, that's the coloring, the makeup. Noisen kechoil svivaseine. I think kechoil is, it's either blue or like sand. I don't know exactly the meaning of the word kechoil. But anyways, you put it in, it's usually used as a makeup or something around the eye. So that would be in the olden days. But nowadays we worry about sorcery. If you put it on, somebody putting on your child some sort of a, maybe some magic or some voodoo or something. So, can't do this putting oil or filling it with the kuchla. So what do we do? Amar Papa, Shayif Le Moisa Amin, that you smear from that kind that you are giving the child. So let's say you gave him a peanut butter sandwich, right? So you'll put some peanut butter on the kid. So you will see. Now, what age do you think this child is? We're talking about a tinek. A tinek is a baby. Because I'm not sure, by an older child he would tell on his own, maybe. wouldn't need to do these Says Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi. Shenitin lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yisrael, Nosan lehem b'farhesio. All the mitzvahs, the Eibishter gave the Yidden, he gave it to them public way. Chutz m'Shabbos Shenosan lehem b'tzino, with the exception of Shabbos. Shabbos, he gave it to them in a quiet way. What does it mean in a public way or in a quiet way? I'm not sure. I mean, Shabbos, public seems to mean if we include the non-Jews, that would be in a public way. In a quiet way means only for Yidden. But what does he mean when Hashem gave it to them in a public way? Matan Torah, which is has Zochras Yema Shabbos, Shomeres, is a pretty public way. Now, B'morah, they were Nitzave, some mitzvahs, maybe. I have to look at the Meforshim over here. But the Gemara says that all the mitzvahs were given in a public way, with the exception of Shabbos that was given to them in a quiet way. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Beini uvein bnei Yisrael. This is between me and the Jewish people. Oisi la'olam, this is an eternal sign. The Eibishter created the world 6 days and rested on the seventh day. The Eibishter gave the Yidden Shabbos. So this is between me and you, basically, the Eibishter, between me and the Jews. That means Betzina, that, I mean, this is more like who has to observe the Shabbos. But why single out the mitzvah of Shabbos that it's between the Yidden and Hashem? All mitzvahs are between Yidden and Hashem. Somehow this language, Beini uvein bnei Yisrael, Oisi la'olam, is emphasizing this is between me and the Yid. It's not just who could observe or not, but we actually know that a goy who keeps Shabbos deserves the penalty for. So it has to be Beini uvein bnei Yisrael. But there's a stronger emphasis. This means that this is something between Hashem and the Jewish people. Freidi Gemara, Yochi, in that case, that this is done in a quiet way, in other words, nobody's supposed to know, it's almost to say that the Eibishter gave them the gift and without letting anybody know what he's doing here, and he just gave it away to the Yidden. So then, if that's the case, so let the Gentiles not be punished. What does it mean, not be punished? Rashi explains. But we find that God was sort of looking for punishment for their refusal of Torah and mitzvahs. The Pasuk states, "V'zorach miseir lomoi alfiya maharpora." The Pasuk talks about in the Zeis Habrocha, Hashem came from Seir and came from Harpora. These were all the nations, were Esav and all the Oksiva lokam mitemon bo. So another Pasuk says in Habakkuk Yovoi, meaning these are all the goyim. So why would they be punished if Hashem did not tell them about it? But wait a minute, I'm not getting it over here, because over there we're talking about the regular Torah, we're not talking about Shabbos specifically, when it says Mizera. So why is he asking, and by Shabbos it says, Beinu vein bnei Yisrael, so maybe that's not, but I guess they didn't even know about it. That means that it was It was done hush-hush, and they didn't even know about it. And maybe it's everything is supposed to be included in when Hashem circled around. We got to look at Toshis in the Gemara, what the discussion is there. But the Gemara asks, why would they be punished for not accepting Shabbos if it was done in a quiet way, they didn't even know about it? And the Gemara answers, Shabbos oidu'i oidinu. He did tell them about Shabbos. The guy knew about Shabbos, and they're guilty for not wanting to accept it. Matoschoroloi oidinu. He didn't tell them the reward for Shabbos. So, as we're talking about over here, we're saying that when the Eibishter told them it's not just about Shabbos, and that's not known, the reward for Shabbos. So, the bottom line is that they're still guilty because they knew about Shabbos. This that we're saying here, that they didn't let them know, it's only the reward for Shabbos. Yiboy Yisema. Another answer, the Gemara says, Matan Schor Nami Oidinu. Really, they even know about the Schor, the reward that is given for Shabbos. But Nishama Yiseira Loi Oidinu. He didn't tell them about the extra soul that we get on Shabbos. What is Nishama Yiseira? Nishama Yiseira is Zakhtrashi. The extra soul means Roichav Leiv, the wideness of the heart. Limenucha for relaxation, Lissimchem for joy. The Liyois Posuach Lirvocha. And that he's open, wide, the Yoichal, the Yishta. You can eat and drink, and he is not going to become disgusted. You can eat more, and you're still not going to become repugnant. You can't eat anymore. No. That's the neshama yiseda. I said, for relaxation, for joy, and be open, wide, to eat and drink without any limitation, basically. Rav Shimon Lakish says, "Neshama Yiseira Noisen Hakadosh Baruch Hu BaAdam Erev Shabbos." An extra soul Hashem gives a person on the eve of Shabbos. Ulamotzi Shabbos Neitnu Oiser Mimenu, and when Motzi Shabbos comes around, we take it away from him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Kiveshavas Vayinofash." What do we touch the word Vayinofash? Vayinofash darshina lei oi nefesh. Vay nefesh means woe soul, the nefesh that left your back to the old. You don't have that extra soul, you don't have the extra neshama. Kivon sheshovas, once you rested, vay of the nafshe, vay nefesh, the nefesh has got lost. No more here, it's the weekday, back to the weekday.
Maybe what it means, it's not that it was a secret, but like if you try to explain to someone, you talk to someone who's not Jewish and try to explain to them Shabbos. I don't drive, I don't turn on TV, we go to shul, we sit with family, we eat. And either they get that, but they don't get Shabbos. Right? They can't understand it. It's not that it's a secret, but if they're not, if you haven't experienced Shabbos, you can't really get it. And maybe that's what it means, that it's a secret. Because yes, they know about it, but they can't internally, they can't understand it really.
Okay, I buy. You're saying then that Hashem Beinu Bein Yisrael means that only a Jew really understands it. The guy doesn't really get it.
Yeah, it's like Beinu.
But here we're saying they're actually getting it, or the Gemara's answer now, or they're even getting about the reward, and it's just that they don't get the Shabbos. Maybe that's included in what the Gemara is saying. What you're saying,
that, like you can tell them really all the pieces. Shabbos. You can tell them in the Shalom Yeterah. You can tell them, you know, that all these pieces, but you know. It's not going to be the same as...
They don't get the themed idea itself. Okay. Very good. Go weiter. Oisa Odom Tavshil Merav Yom Tov, we're talking about the Erev Tavshilin, that a person has to make a cooked food from Erev Yom Tov for the Shabbos. That's the Erev Tavshilin. Omar Abaye says, Abaye Leishonu Elu Tavshil, we only learned it needs to be a cooked food. In practice, we have a food and a bread, but here in the Mishnah it says just a tavshil. So Abaye, we're going to have different opinions in the Gemara. He says leishonu ela tavshil, that we only learn about the tavshil. Leishonu davi erev. What is an erev? The erev tavshilin is a tavshil. Avol pas, but bread. Loif, that doesn't count. Can't use bread for an Erev, you have to use a cooked food. Frag the Gemara, Maish no pas de loy. Why is bread not good, you can't use? Ilaim o midi de malafis bo inon. If you shall say, we need something that is goes along with the bread. The malafis lifton ba'inon. You need something that goes along with the bread. Because that mukha milsa, that is evidence, this fact, sha'osri le'shabbos, that you're making it for Shabbos. When you do something extra, something that goes along with the bread. If you are bread, you eat all the time. That's the staple. That was the, what they ate. The order to make a recognition that you're cooking or appearing for Shabbos, you need to have a lift on. You need to get something which goes along. You need a tavshil, not bread. Upas le malafta, and pas doesn't go wrong. Hilkach le mukha milsihi, then it's not, doesn't prove that you're cooking for Shabbos, share b'chol yom yesh lechem, because every day there's bread. So they want to ask, if that's the reasoning, so how come you can use rice or kasha? How come you can use daisa? Why could you use yad daisa? Oh, daisa, nami d'loim after. Daisa itself is also not something which you use to bread. Daisa itself, the kasha itself, daisa is bread. As the Gemara say, who says daisa is bread? Dom Rav Zeira, for Rav Zeira said, Hani Babli Tipshoi, these foolish Babylonians, the Achli Name Bename, they foolish Talmud, they eat bread with bread. They would put their rice or their dice on top of the bread. So he called them tipshoi, they're fools, because they're eating bread with bread, not eating lifton with bread, but they're eating bread with bread. Now what did they do? Rav Nachum said, what were they doing, these foolish Babylonians?
Take that back. Totally off. Scratch that.
And Rav Nachum bar Zachari, so if the reason is that you need a lifton and not bread, how could you use daisa?
V'omer Rav Nachum bar Zachari m'shmei d'Abaye, but Rav Nachum in the name of Zachari said in the name of Abaye,
So what did he say in the name of Abaye? That ma'arvin b'daisa, that you could use if you need something which is a lifton and the bread is not a lifton, so you don't can't tell. So how come you can use daisa? And Rav Nachum bar Zachariah m'shmei d'Abaye, he says very clearly that you can use daisa. Elo midi, but so what's the reason that we cannot use bread. Why do you need a tafshil? What was the explanation that we need a nav tafshil? But we need something which is not common. And to make it recognizable. Pas is common, and dice is not common. So therefore, it's not to do with lifton and pas, just something which is common to use all the time. Some say just the opposite way Abaye said. That we only learned that you can't use it, that you can he says the same thing. You can only use tafshil but not pas. My time. So he says it a little different. If you're going to say you need something which is not common, and bread is common, but then but dice is not shkiach, so why can't we make a Bomrab Nechuni Bar Zecharia? So here it's quoted differently, the same statement as before. Before we said, Rab Nechuni Bar Zecharia said, Ma'arvin Bedaisa. Here we say, Nechuni Bar Zecharia said, Ain Ma'arvin Bedaisa. That you don't use Daisa. But if the reason is because it's not Shkiach, why should we not make Daisa? Why does Rab Nechuni Bar Zecharia say not to make? But we need something that goes together with the pas. So we're saying just the opposite, the other way around. You need for the aider of something that goes along with the bread. Upas loy milafso, and pas is not used to bread. Bedaisanami loy milafso, and it's also not used together with bread. A dice. Rab Zeira said, "Hani Bavli, Tipshoyi Da'achli Name Bename." Okay, we're going to leave it over here today.